Magic in the Morning with Dirk and Angie.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And six songs in a row while you work.
95.1.
I'm Dirk, she's Angie, and it's time. WTS.
What the Schrock?
Your Fort Wayne Comets captain, number 79, Kaylee Schrock. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, you got back last night into town. You said, not too bad, like 12:30 from Kalamazoo.
Yeah, a little bit before 1 o'clock. So, yeah, KZU's our shortest trip of the year. So, we always get back at a decent time, and guys are pretty much well rested.
Angie's suggestion, though, of having the bus just drop you off at your house, I think is brilliant.
Yeah, that'd bring me back to my elementary school days. You know, and that'd be great. But, you know, that's not how it is. You know, we all ride back to the Coliseum. Plus, we all have to unload our equipment the next day. We wouldn't want to leave it in our hockey bag because that would get pretty nasty and rancid.
Yeah.
Still, I didn't even think about that.
It's like
ew.
Somebody you could pay off. Hey, could you just take my equipment in? I'm going home. I'm going to sleep. So what's the heck? What's going on with the eye? I just see in the paper that the last night you returned to the lineup after being scratched for two games due to an eye injury. What is an eye injury?
It was pretty much the worst black eye I've ever had. I was in a fight, and a guy caught me a little bit under my eye. I didn't need stitches. They just glued it. But the thing wouldn't open up for like 2 days.
Oh, and my gosh.
And when it did open up, I couldn't see well enough, you know, to be able to play, you know, a game. So that it was frustrating because, honestly, guys, it didn't hurt. It was just the fact that I couldn't open it. So I had to watch a game. The first game I missed was Kalamazoo. I didn't make that trip. But then I watched the game at home when we beat Kalamazoo. And that was frustrating because I felt like I was healthy enough to play. I couldn't see. So it was just, you know, about my old body not healing fast enough for me. So that was frustrating, but it was fun to be back in the lineup last night.
Now, when you watched at the Coliseum, I've seen Comets before. Usually it's after they're ejected from the game that show up there in the suit up in the crowd. Did you watch from the crowd?
You know, I kind of moved around. I watched up from the press box all the way to the top, and then I sat with my girlfriend for a period, and then I sat with one of my friends for a period in the so you know I kind of make my way around the home games, and it was funny because they have this thing, it's called recycled scrap, where they show old fights, and they showed the fight I was in. So I got my black eye. I'm like, why are you guys showing this fight right now? You know, on the Jumbotron, but it actually looked better than I thought it did. It just came out on the wrong end. You know, so
too soon.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm down here. So, do you get recognized then when you're at the game? Because it seems like of all the places you would not expect to find a Fort Wayne Comet would be in the crowd of a Fort Wayne Comet game.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one place that. I think I obviously get it that people recognize me the most because those are the
fans,
diehard
yeah.
Comet fans, and it wasn't hard to recognize me. Trust me, it looked like I had a bowling ball in my eye, and people were wanting to take pictures of it, and you know, which is fine. I played along well, but yeah, it was one of those things. I like interacting with the fans because I remember when I was a youngster and. You know, looking up to those players, and I know how the kids feel because I was in their shoes. So it's a lot of fun for me. Well, I think, you know, other guys, it might be a little different because they didn't grow up in Fort Wayne.
Right.
I love the fact that people wanted to take a picture with the black eye.
Oh, some people just wanted a picture on my eye. They didn't even want to be in it. They're just like, snap.
I'm Kaylee Schrock, captain of your Fort Wayne Comets, who was back in the lineup last night. Is that a bad sign, though, by the way, back in the lineup in the 7-game streak?
What's that?
Never mind. We'll just move on. So anyway, never mind. Are you superstitious at all? Because we hear all these things, you know, all pro athletes seem to have that thing where it's like, can't ever do this on a game day.
You know, I have my game day routine, that's for sure. Like, I'll always nap on a game day. But, you know, I'm more superstitious with things that are out of my control. I just think that eases my mind. Like, I'm a Red Sox fan, and, like, when it comes to their playoff games or when they play, I'm very superstitious.
Like what?
I'll wear my Red Sox socks, and I have this bat, this little bat that I have to have during the games, and I flip it, and it's just silly. But, and, you know, my dad and I, we watch the game together, and nothing can move in the family room. My mom comes in, she always tries to touch things and come in, and we tell her not to touch anything and get out. And it's just, that's just, you know, how we've kind of always been. But when it comes to hockey, I'm not too superstitious. I've actually, sometimes I'll name my sticks. Like, I'll give them names. That's about the most that I've ever done. And, like, occasionally, like, I have this, and this is going to sound weird, too. So we were just talking about dreams. But I have this dream, like, I'll have it, like, four or five times during the season. Like, when I can't, like, it'll be before a game, and I won't be able to tie my skates. And the team will be going out to play, and I can't get my skates on. So it, like, freaks me out. Like, I'm in a rush, and then the game's going on, and I can't get out there for whatever reason. I'll get my skates tied, and then my stick will break, and then I can't get out of the locker room. It's just, like, a scary dream I have. So whenever I have that dream, I make sure that I get to the rink, and I put in new laces in my skates, and I kind of double-check my sticks and, you know, everything, so I'm not late for the game, because that one scares me. But that's about it. Like, I'm not overly superstitious.
I think it's funny. Everybody has the work anxiety dream.
Yes, I do.
That only kind of correlates to your own job. Like, I've had the dream before where there was dead air, and I couldn't reach the button. It was like 3 inches away from my hand. Yes. I just couldn't push it. And it was like, it doesn't make sense. If I'd had any other job, that dream would make no sense. But because of your job, it's like, that's the way anxiety kind of builds up like that.
See, that's funny that you have it, too. It's like, you're so close, but you just can't do it.
Right.
You know, it's just such a terrible feeling.
Can we go back, though? You name your sticks? Like, give me a name of a stick.
Well, I normally name them, like, Red Sox players. So when they were in the playoffs, I was just, like, one I still have, his name's Koji, K-O-J-I. It was a Red Sox closer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just because he was lights out in the playoffs, and I said, you know, I'm gonna give him a try. Or I'll just, if I read a book, it might be a character from a book that I'm feeling, you know, that has something to do with my life outside of hockey. And I don't know, I just...
Is there
but now that I'm a little bit older, I'm like the oldest guy on the team, I try not to, if I name my stick, I don't put it in an obvious spot on my stick, so guys are like, Shocky, what's wrong with this guy? He's 29 years old and he's naming his sticks. Like, that's something a goalie would do. You know, goalies are normally the weirdest.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Do you have a funeral for your stick, like, if it breaks? I mean, do you have to, like, have a routine, or is it just somebody who takes it away?
The trainers will, or the equipment managers will take it away, but I'll never name another stick a name that I've used in the past.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Once that stick's gone, he's not coming back.
Man, I feel that same way. Once that stick's gone, he's never coming back. All right, let's get to the mayhem meter here. Kaylee, you had a fight over the weekend, damaged your eye. That brings your total number of fights so far to this season to 9, with a career number of fights at 102, all according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
Yeah, the last one was definitely one of the toughest I've ever had. So I'll remember 102, that's for sure.
You guys home this weekend?
Friday.
We have a game Friday, then we have the All-Star break, which will be nice. It's three-day break for us, so...
WTS, what the Schrock. Thank you, Kaylee Schrock.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
See ya.